whilst Christmas is an exciting time, it can also be a very stressful time for people financially. And with recent stats and surveys that have come out, it shows that given the recent economic events, people are feeling more stressed about their finances now than ever. So on this episode, we look at tips to conquer that financial stress. Enjoy.
Everything we talk about on today's podcast is general advice only because we don't know your individual personal situation. Before you act on anything we've spoken about, you should chat to your financial advisor. And if you don't have one, feel free to reach out to us. Now, on to today's show.
Hello and welcome to the Wealth Collective podcast. It's Pete Pennicott here and joined by my co-host for our penultimate show for 2022, Zach Masters.
Hey Pete, how are you?
Very good. Counting down the days until Christmas.
No, it doesn't feel like Christmas. It's raining and
storms outside. Well, it is Christmas in Melbourne. I saw over there was a few years back, you know, big hailstones hitting cars.
It was hailstones yesterday. Did you get hail at your place yesterday? No, I was hailing in the city yesterday.
Too busy in front of my computer. it can be exciting. So the kids are all up and about. Christmas tree, presents underneath, trying to fight them all off.
The elf on the, or whatever?
Definitely not doing elf on the shelf. So I'm trying to hold that off for as long as possible.
Yeah.
And speaking of elf on the shelf, it does cause a lot of stress for people. There's even business models built upon this where you just buy it pre-made. We just unpack what the elf does every night, with instructions. So,
jeez.
So there you go. There's business for everything. Side gigs, side hustles.
Yeah.
Now, can be a bit stressful. So with another interest rate rise that just happened, I think this one probably more so than any in recent years might feel like budgets are feeling a little bit stretched. And that's probably weighing on people's minds a little bit. So now I went out to High Point and saw that sort of the car park was absolutely chockers.
Cool. I was at Chadstone the other day. That was still chockers as well.
So people are still spending. But I think maybe after the joy of the spending and the hangover comes that naturally occurs, there might be a lot of feeling of buyer's remorse a little bit. So feeling overstretched.
The credit card bill comes in.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's inevitable. And, you know, there's been a few surveys that have come out recently that have been published out and about that sort of bring, you know, shedding a little bit of light on this topic of financial stress. So I was sort of keen to hear your thoughts, Zach. So sort of you've got some good stats to read to us that are a little bit confronting. So hopefully we can lift the mood a little bit with some of our tips to overcome these. But it's a real problem. So we do want to sort of bring it to light and hopefully our listeners out there give them some tips to, you know, manage it. Because sometimes it's inevitable.
Yeah, that's it. So there's been quite a few studies done recently about this. So there was a worrying study by Suicide Prevention Australia that found that 38% of those surveyed were indirectly or directly impacted by suicide over the last 12 months. And when they did further research, they found that the most common pressure Australians reported facing was the cost of living and personal debt. Beyond Blue's lead clinical advisor also did a recent survey of 1,500 Australians, and they found a similar link between deteriorating mental health and financial distress. He also found that people with financial stress were twice as likely to have mental health issues. Australian Retirement Trust has also done a survey of 2,000 Australians and found that 70% of recipients believe financial advice could improve their financial well-being. However, 57% believe it's too expensive. And alarmingly, 48% said they felt financially stressed at least once a week, with 16% saying they felt financially stressed daily. So this is just everyday Australians, not those that are in, you know, below the poverty line. It's just there was a random survey that they did. And 85% are worried about the impact of recent economic events on their household budget. So that's pretty high, huge numbers.
Who are those 15% that are just sort of not a care in the world?
Not a care in the world. Yeah, 15% are fine. So that's kind of good, I guess, good for them. But 72% of respondents believe that advice would help them achieve their financial goals. And 61% think advice could help them navigate the impact of recent economic events. So despite the perceived benefits that are associated with receiving professional advice, and I was at a conference the other week and a lot of people were talking about just the percentage of Australians that are under advice is quite low. And obviously that's because there's these perceived, boundaries or barriers that you need to jump over. And a lot of those barriers were say, like the 39% of people felt like they didn't have enough assets to justify the need. 36% said it's not knowing who to trust, and 33% believe that they can just manage their own finances. Only 32% of those that were surveyed currently access advice in some capacity. So with all this in mind, with the stress that people are feeling and the way that people feel about access to advice and potentially not wanting to reach out and get advice, what are some of the ways you reckon, Pete, that people can alleviate financial stress?
Well, there's plenty of ways, and I think it goes back to a lot of the fundamentals that we talk about pretty often on the show. They're the boring fundamentals, but they work, and they are boring because things like budgeting. So I think probably more so at the moment, like you should be redoing your budget because your cash flow is changing dramatically month to month, most likely.
Yeah.
And coming into Christmas, you know, set yourself some limits. So might be a bit too late this year because hopefully if you've got a Kris Kringle system or whatever, the limit's been set. but for next year, you might sort of have a chat to people in advance and go, hey, all right, this is what we're going to spend, or just be comfortable going, no one really cares, I don't think, at the end of the day, what you spend on other people. It's the joy of Christmas that we're trying to spread, not trying to sort of maximize the dollar. So I think if you do set a budget, not only in your spending from a Christmas perspective, but just general day-to-day, just alleviate stress because you know your numbers.
But a lot of people are going to be forced to have to budget for maybe the first time because just your surplus cash flow is getting eaten up a little bit in extra mortgage repayments and things like that.
I think history shows that people probably won't budget. They'll just go live paycheck to paycheck and go, just manage the bank account and go, okay, is there enough money in it? Is there enough money in it? I think
this is what causes the stress.
By doing that and being reactive, it increases stress because you sort of don't have a real strategy. You don't know what's coming. And you're really hoping that there's no negative surprises with large expenses. Like, you know, a car needs a new set of tires or something, which I found out the hard way they cost a small fortune. Or a hot water system, or goodness gracious me, if your air conditioner goes over the summer and we finally get some hot weather, look out.
Well, that's it. Like getting any trades or anything, is everything costs more at the moment as well.
Yeah.
So that's another thing.
So that'll be the first one. I think it's not new news, but it's definitely the thing. Cash flow is like oxygen. You know, you really feel it once it gets taken away from you. And it's a slippery slope. Once you start getting into that sort of using debt to fund your lifestyle, it's really hard to come back from it. So, you know, that'd be my number one tip for people out there. Get it. Excel spreadsheet, whatever it is. I know I've said it before. Financial date nights if you're part of a partnership. Or, hey, if you're an individual, find another individual. Drag them out there. Go have a, I don't know, some sort of very cost-conscious dinner. And then, you know, get your budget done over that. So I think that's good. Digital tools are out there as well. But, yeah, that would be my number one tip. Have you got one that you'd sort of throw out to our listeners there?
Well, it kind of piggybacks off the back of your one, but having a rainy day fund or an appropriate cash buffer set up. So this potentially might be getting eaten into at the moment, but this is still super important to try and maintain this cash buffer, because as you said, there's going to be things that pop up like car tires or chain, repairs needed to the home or different things like that that are going to pop up that are unexpected things that you can't budget for necessarily, or that you haven't budgeted for, and that's where you need a rainy day fund, because otherwise, as you said, this is the way you can easily slip into that cycle of debt because it's something that you're going to need to have fixed. Like you need a car, you need to then pay to get tires on them, so you're going to have to dip into the credit card potentially to do this, and then it becomes hard to get out of that. So especially if you don't have the cash flow to pay that credit card off.
And it's not the end of the... Like, you know, you can make your way back. It's just harder. So I think if you can get on the front foot, great. And put it in an offset account, high interest savings account. Don't put it in a zero interest account, you know, your everyday account, especially if it's a decent chunk of money. Mm. So make sure you're getting some interest from it. Every cent in your pocket is better in your pocket than it is the bank's.
That's it.
And we're not sponsored by any of the banks, so I'm happy to say that. I think the other one which came up recently is refinancing lending. I know we've spoken about this probably ad nauseum recently because mortgages are consuming us.
So. I just got a Apple news alert saying, oh no, it's on real estate. The real estate app are urging people to review their loans, go speak to a broker. A little notification from the realestate.com app.
Sponsored by the National Brokers Association of Australia. No, I don't know if that's the case. But yeah, I think you do. Speak to a good broker, go to your bank, demand a better rate. But the other thing is, if you are moving banks at the moment, there's a lot of big cashback offers. So I saw one for that one of my clients sort of got for $4,000 the other day for refinancing, which is
handy, you know, coming into Christmas.
That's awesome. Yeah. Man. Fantastic. You know, obviously a little bit of legwork getting your finances together, your paperwork sorted and going through the process. But if it's a better loan, which it was, yeah, saving some interest on that, you know, $2,000 to $4,000, depending on which bank you go to, That's not a bad way to sort of build your cash reserve or your cash buffer and put you a little bit in front. So that's something to think about.
Yeah, definitely. The other one I've got is the seeking help. So as we spoke about, there are barriers to the financial advice, but a lot of those are often just things that people have in their heads, that they don't have enough assets, they don't have enough needs to justify financial advice. But the easiest thing is to seek help and discuss with someone, because financial advice can also help alleviate stress far into the future. So not only just for the now, but for the future, if you're already someone that struggles with financial stress. There was a recent, some research done by Aware Super, which suggests that members who access financial advice end up $150,000 better off in retirement than those who don't on average. That was a sample of over 100,000 of their members, some of which received comprehensive advice. And Aware Super found that those that did receive advice had on average 22% more in their super. So an extra $150,000 or 22% extra in superannuation compared to not having that is a massive difference. So a lot of people then, that financial stress will often then, you know, keep going into retirement. And if you can have an extra $150,000 just by seeking help and chatting to someone, and good advisors will often not go ahead with a plan or charge you if they don't feel like you're going to get value.
Yeah,
out of
absolutely.
It as well.
Well, yeah, it sort of goes against the code of why we got into financial advice in the first place. So, yeah, definitely seek out there. And I might draw a segue off your one as well. Like, seek help. If you are feeling stressed, speak to someone, like, on a not a financial perspective, but have a chat to a counselor or a therapist. I know it was in the news this morning that they're sort of winding up the how many visits you can get for free, but you know, you still might be able to access some services at a reduced cost or something. You know, have a chat to your health fund, but look into it because, yeah, no point going through it alone. So if you're not comfortable having a chat to someone in your network, like friends or family, hopefully they're the first people you can sort of lean on, because they probably know you a little bit better. But sometimes it might be a little bit too embarrassing or sort of a little bit too close to home. So definitely, you know, go find some help. Have a yuck to someone. Because I think once you do start to speak about it, you sort of puts it in perspective and you can actually start to solve for the problem and move forward. And they're probably best place to sort of help you with some coping mechanisms from a mental health standpoint as well. So
yeah,
really, really important. And yeah, I don't know. I didn't follow that correctly, but I think it was like they used to get 10 free visits and now that's sort of cut right back. So they're calling the end of COVID, because a lot of that was COVID driven apparently. So no one else, they're thinking the world is not very stressful anymore.
Well, that's what they had. A lot of the research was done saying like people were starting to get over the COVID related stress and now it was just financial at the moment. The other one I've got is get started investing. So if you don't, or haven't invested, the often misconception is that you need tens of thousands of dollars to get started investing. And in reality, you can start with a really small amount. And often, a lot of the times when you talk to new clients or clients that are feeling stressed, often they feel like they're behind their peers. They haven't done anything. They haven't utilized their cash flow. They haven't, what have they got to show for the years that they've worked or whatnot. So by starting an investment, even with a small amount at the start and just building it, I think that'll help you feel better and alleviate a fair bit of financial stress, because you'll start to feel like you're planning for the future a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, be proactive. Like, whatever it is, whether it be investing, whether it be saving more, whether it be running a budget, I think that's the common thread amongst all these things. Like, embrace it almost and go, it's real, it's here. I think that stat was before, like there's 15% of our listeners that are really sort of pretty chill
anything,
at the moment. And 85% of us are going, hey, like what's happening across the world? Because it's happening, it's impacting all areas of our life, you know. Cool in your house, you're going to see that bill.
Petrol,
you know.
Supermarket.
Going out for a couple of drinks over the Christmas period, grabbing a cuppa. All these things cost more. So services, goods, we're feeling it on all ends. So I think you do sort of just acknowledge it, embrace it, and go, okay, what can I do? And sort of, you know, just take some action and do something regularly. And then hopefully that sort of has you feeling a little bit better about how things look. So anything else?
No, I think that pretty much wraps us up. Have you got anything else?
I think that's it. Look, I think, you know, the financial advisor piece can bring that together for you. So if you are in a position where you've got access to a financial advisor, or you might even have a financial advisor and not even thought to speak to them about how stressed you might be feeling, you know, just get it out on the table, chuck it on the agenda for your strategy meeting, or sort of book a chat with them, because I'm sure they'd love to hear from you and sort of lend a hand there. So, yeah, well, hopefully the listeners out there can feel jolly come 25th of December.
That's it. Well, as always, if you've got any questions, email us at connect@picada.com.au, or else we'll see you next week for the last episode of the year. Thanks, Pete.
Looking forward to it.